or mobile.
Zero this morning. W2T sitting at home.
Good morning, Rusty. I did.
Ah, he's doing something important, taking you somewhere. Good morning, Bernice.
Just out to Spartanburg here to Sam's. And my advice is stay home.
At a grocery store here in a little while, going anywhere else.
That's solid advice. Traffic is a lot. Sam's was inundated by the time we got there about 11. Oh, well, we didn't need anything greatly important, but a few items we picked up. And she said, well, we'll go over and get some coffee at Costco's. And I said, do we need it? She said, it's not a gift card. It's a refund. And I said, we'll go after Christmas.
Because somebody doubled with you in there while you were talking. So anyway, something about going to Costco and coffee, and that was about all I got out of that until you got to the end.
Double.
Wanted to say hello to you guys in for DJC.
Well, we appreciate that immensely, Jerry. Glad to hear you. I've called you a few times. Nice to hear you. Jump right in there. Go ahead, Rusty.
Good morning, Jerry. Good to hear you. Hope everything is going all right down your way.
I spent Sunday afternoon, well, Sunday morning till, gosh, about 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock in the emergency room. And I'm okay, but I got a couple of issues, but everything's going to be okay, I'm sure. But I just hadn't felt like getting out, going upstairs and talking. So I'm just on the handheld right now, standing right at the front door. Just wanted to say hello to you, let you know I'm alive and semi-well. 73 to both of you, I'll be listening. M4DJC.
Okay, Jerry, what was your problem? You broke up a little bit there. I know you're on a handy-talking. You okay now, I hope?
I'm okay. You just had an infection, urinary tract-type infection, and came up with a catheter, and I got to go back next week and see another doctor, but I'm okay. It's just one of those old-age things, you know, guys.
Okay, Jerry, well, hope you have a Merry Christmas and get that thing out of you. Those are no fun at all. And get in there out of the cold. Thanks for jumping in this morning. N4DJC and 0TR.
Well, Jerry, you behave yourself. Stay warm, stay dry, and have a Merry Christmas if we don't talk to you again before then. W2T.
NUE Mobile.
There goes the neighborhood, Rusty. Good morning, Mr. Chad.
Good morning, Tom and Mr. Bernice. How are y'all? Me and Anna's on I-85, headed toward Greenville.
Wrong place, son. You're definitely in the wrong place if you're out there on 85 today. Ain't no way. Tom, we need to make sure we get his head examined if he's out there on the interstate today. Over.
Rusty, no hope. He's Army. Chad, well, you be careful out there, buddy. We're on what I call Wade Hampton, headed back towards... Bernice wants to go to Taylor's, to Aldi's. She don't care for the one in Greer, so I guess we're going down there and get exposed. But we've been wearing the mask when we're around the crowd, especially since the granddaughter just picked up COVID, too. It don't cost anything to wear them, and so why not? They're better than a gas mask, ain't they, Jen?
It's the right thing to do. But anyway, I'm on 85. We got no Perry. You know, we've been put in for this job, subcontracting work over here for this company in Greenville. And we got notification this morning that he's got some work. So me and Anna's headed over here to the plant to pick stuff up. And they're going to loan us a passivation machine to get through the job. And gave us the hardest job they have, which he can handle it. And you know, just as a test to see where he falls. So that's why we're on 85, really. Got much of a choice. But, Jerry, if you still listen, good to hear from you. And I'll turn it back over to you, Rusty.
Careful out there on that interstate. This week is not a time to be on the interstate. And all I have put in for a job that one of the companies I do some part-time work for, and I haven't heard anything back from them. And as far as I'm concerned, if they wait till next week, I will not be upset about it. So, you know, that's the way it is. Go ahead, Tom.
I have to work for a living, Chad. You told me what that was the other day. It was something to do with aluminum. Is that correct, Chad?
Stainless. So when you throw the heat to stainless, it starts to peacock, which basically the temper in the metal changes, and it starts to, you know, have these peacock purples and reds and this, that, and the other. And that doesn't look good for food-grade equipment. And, you know, all the welds can't have any open sources for bacteria and, you know, everything that comes with that. So everything's got to be pretty much spot on and clean. So the passivation machine runs current. It's got this acid wash with a special brush. Current through that acid and the brush as it makes contact with the metal, and that bleaches the stainless back to its original color. We'll say it's about 700 watts moves through it. So never used one, but we're gonna figure it out.
Let's see if I got in here. Yeah, Rusty, just a second. Yeah, I remember that precisely now, and the doing it on like meat market stuff and stuff like that, anything that has to be sterile. Well, I wanted to tell you, and good morning to Miss Anna.
Good morning.
And my grandson, if I can quit stammering around here, they always get together and they ask each one of them what they want to do next year. They went to Scotland last year, and I don't remember where they went the year before. So the youngest grandson's 13, and I'll be darned if he didn't tell his mom, that he wants to visit all of the World War II things like you went to, Chad, like Omaha Beach and all of those along there. So I want you to call me sometime and give me some tips of the day, or else you and Anna come down and I'll take you over there to a visit with Amy and the kids while they're on vacation this week. You probably won't have time, but they won't do this till next year. And I want to get some tips of the day on the sites to visit, Chad, when they're over there. And it might save them some time, might save them some boring, and it might save them some money. Who knows? W2T in 0TR. Go ahead, Rusty.
Good trip there, and sounds like that young fellow's got his head on, wants to really learn about things, and that's a good thing. I'd like to be able to afford one of those type trips myself, but that's not on the horizon for me anytime soon, but we'll see what happens. Never can tell. Anyway, just be careful out there today, Chad, and you and Anna, be careful on that road out there. That's a crazy place to be this week. Go ahead.
For RYP, I just wanted to say hey to everybody, and especially Miss Bernice. Tom, I'd love to share stuff from our visit. The hands down, the biggest tip I can give, even if they hear nothing else from us, is that we hired a private tour guide in Normandy, and that was the best money we ever spent. And it was a splurge, but totally worth every penny, because we heard stories and saw places and sights and heard, you know, different tactics and things that on our own made the whole thing much more meaningful.
7-0-TR. Well, great, Anna. Can you, excuse me, send us a contact with that particular business or person or whatever, and I'll pass that on to Amy.
Well, I'll grab Chad's phone and text it to you right now.
Young lady, I appreciate that. And Chad, you know, I don't know how you have such a wonderful wife. Your telephone tells me that every time, but I just don't understand how she wound up with you.
I'm just a nice guy. How about that?
You got Bernice convinced anyways, but I'll have to work on it. Go ahead, Rusty.
I double with you. I said I'm glad I'm sitting over here far, far away from all, both of you because it's getting deep out there.
shoot. Yeah, yeah. You got Bernice convinced, ain't it, Bernice?
Yes, yes.
So, Anna, you're lucky, but don't ever tell him I said that.
Or in UE. Actually, it was my truck. I tell you a little funny story next time I meet with you, but she's from a city, and she said she'd never date anybody in a truck, ever. So first date, of course, I showed up in a, you know, pickup truck, and her sister saw her, you know, saw me pull up in the yard, and she said, "Oh, Anna Dodge, he's driving a truck." And she said, "Hey, don't you dare tell Daddy." So, I guess it was the truck. But at any rate, it worked. That's all that matters.
Well, it was a good-looking truck. I haven't ever seen Chad, but like I said, I hope it was a good-looking truck.
Well, there's a song about that, and I don't know if it's about the truck that the guy liked. It's a Western song. I can't remember if it was the truck, was it, Bernice, or the tractor. But this gal liked his tractor, and that's what attracted him. So I don't think that's too far out of character, Chad. Not if he had a nice truck. Anyways, we just passing the Toyota dealer out here in Wade Hampton, headed down towards Taylor's. I guess it's Walmart we're coming up on here, if you know where that's at. This is N0TR, and I just got a text from your phone. Thank you, Anna.
Can you make sure I got it? On a spot, but just for reference, I'm about one click above Tom when it comes to being handsome. Not sure what that means. You can take it the way you want, but just one click above.
It's Christmas time. I'm going to be a nice guy and not say anything. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, come on, Rusty. That'd be out of character for you, except on Sundays, maybe. he's good at leasing it back just as he good at putting it out, Chad. One click. Well, is that anything like a nautical mile, which is 6,000 feet? I doubt it, because the Army just uses one click at 5,280.
It just, I guess my point to that whole conversation was that I listed it as a reference, which means if Rusty thinks you're handsome, then I'm one click above that. But if he doesn't, then we're both in trouble.
It's Christmas time, and I'm going to behave myself. I could say something to both of you, but not having ever seen you, Chad, I won't say anything of that. And your wife sounds like such a nice person that she's got to be good to put up with you, from what I understand. Go ahead, Tom.
I'll tell you. shoot. Well, Chad, we didn't have anything special planned this morning, actually. I just wanted to get out. I'm going to get a haircut sometime today. Bernice gives me those, so I'm going to get one of those. And I'll probably have to water the chickens or so. I hope my water hose don't freeze up between the house and going out there. I always drain it of any water, but from what I hear, we better charge our iPhones up and maybe do a YouTube on Life Below Zero here after Friday.
We're getting lists together now. But anyway, well, listen, let me take this beautiful lady out for lunch, and then we're gonna swing by and pick up the material, and then drop it off in my son's hands, see what happens. I'll let you know how he does. But boss man did tell me, he said, you know, his first job, so we're gonna be picky. So we'll see. I'll let you know. It's KO4NUE, KO4RYP, N0TR, and WU2T. 73, gentlemen, have a wonderful day. You too, Miss Bernice. We're clear.
Great to hear you this morning, Anna. You too. And keep that boy in line. It's N0TR. Go ahead, Rusty.
Yeah, y'all, enjoy your lunch and be careful out there today. And like I said, I'm gonna run out later and pick me up a potato so I can have a baked potato later this evening. Pick me up a sweet potato because I want a baked sweet potato tonight. And I'll still having to eat the soft stuff, but I'm getting better. Go back to the dentist tomorrow and see what they have to say. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, and he's probably taking her out to a filling station there, like Quick Trip or something for lunch, you know, rather than a nice Red Lobster or something, though, Rusty.
It's the season, so I'm going to be real nice. And I was always taught when I was young that if you can't say anything good, just don't say anything. How about that?
Nip tea, crackers, and a Coke. KO4NUE said that.
I figured it'd be Beanie Weenies and Gatorade, knowing you. shoot. Well, Rusty, that don't apply among friends. Shoot. Well, I had a nice visit yesterday from two nice folks, W4 DJW and NY4G. And my security suite on my computer is a pain in the rear. And Dave couldn't get it squared away in the length of time he had for the two computers to communicate, and that was okay. But Ariel showed me how to bring the SD card up from that old computer, which is going to shoot craps one of these days, I know, and transfer it into that N3FJP. So we weren't successful in that other thing, but I'm sure there's no one on this earth any smarter at computers than that. So I was very blessed, I'll tell you for sure. And we sent them home with a plate of goodies there, Rusty.
Good job, because she's sent me home with some goodies several times. And I just haven't had a chance to get over your way to visit y'all. So probably have to wait till next week sometime maybe to try to make a trip over that way. And I've got a over in Taylor's next week, but it's scheduled for after Christmas, so it's one of those audits I do. And I'll find out about that here in the next day or so, and they'll let me know something, whether they want me to do it or not. But if they do, fine. If they don't, I'm not going to get overly upset if I don't get it. You know how that can be sometimes and all. But anyway, well, you guys be careful out there on the road. I got to go decide what I'm going to do for lunch here in a little bit. Just pull me out another can of soup to eat.
I know you like to eat at different places. Restaurant here, just before you get to Highway 101 on Wade Hampton. The last one they built was Panera Bread. But this, of course, is a Mexican grill, but it looks really nice. So that might be something to drop by one of these days. It's right here at Highway 14, Rusty, not 101.
Yeah, I know where they're building that one, Tom. I had seen the sign for the construction here a while back when I was over that way, so I knew they were building one over there. And yeah, I happen to like them. I do go there to the one here in Spartanburg often and eat when I can. Of course, right now I'm not doing much of that, but we'll be getting back to it because I like their food and I like their bowls, and I'll get those and take them home with me, and sometimes, or maybe eat there. It just depends upon what I'm feeling like that day, you know.
Your chopper's doing rusty in summation. I mean, how long is this going to go on before you get all healed up? This is NZLTR.
Well, I shall get some more information tomorrow. I've got an appointment in the morning, so I will go then and have a chance to sit down with the guy and figure out what, there's a little something wrong, and we've got to figure out what it is. And so I've got an appointment in the morning, appointment with them, an appointment to get a haircut tomorrow, and, you know, various and sundry things to be done tomorrow, and, you know, because the eagle flies tomorrow, so I will be able to go buy groceries and things like that, too, and, you know, it's all of those type things to be done, so, but, no, this is a couple of little spots they need to clean up for me, and then once they do that, I'll be ready, everything will be going, so. And then we'll go from there and see what we're going to do here. And you just make sure I don't have any infection in the bottom gum, you know.
Like any fun at all. I had mine cleaned a few days ago, and I get that done every 6 months. And that lady used a new thing. I think I told you about that. It sprays salt water like a sandblaster. And she hit my tongue a couple of times, and it felt like it. I always hated getting those deadening shots in the front teeth. Oh, my. Thankfully, I've never had to have much work done up there. But does that hurt when they stick that needle up there under your gum?
Get your attention, that's for darn sure. I mean, you know, it's it will take care of it and let you know that and at least it makes you know that you're still alive because you can feel it, so.
You know, my wisdom tooth removed, teeth removed, and the guy broke one off. He was a specialist, and he went in there and I heard him say, give me the, I'm pretty sure this is what it was, the elephant chisel. And that guy, every time he hit that thing, he'd like to knock my head off. It was dead back there, but it just the concussion of him hitting that thing with a hammer, it hurt, man. And then another one, when they got done, I had a piece that growed up into the gum, a chunk of tooth that growed up there. And I'm not a big fan of going to the dentist. I don't think anybody is, really. The root canals, the bad part about them is it takes them so long to do it.
Yeah, well, I had one of those done on a front tooth years ago, and it was done by a Navy dentist. And I think if you could go back and find the remains of that dental chair somewhere in the scrap pile at the Naval Station in Charleston, you'd still find my fingerprints on the underside of that arm, because it was either that or hit the guy, one of the two, and I thought it was safer to, or better for me in the long run to just go ahead and leave my fingerprints on the underside of that chair.
I had one before we went overseas up at Moffitt, and I'd been to him before and just fine, but that day he didn't get it good and dead, and he was in a hurry, and he didn't say that, but I could tell it. I don't remember if it was around lunch hour or what. But anyway, he hit a nerve, and I kind of flinched. And when I did, boy, he chewed me out up one side and down the other and said, that drill bit's running over 100,000 RPM. Some of them's even 200, I think. And he says, I could have cut your mouth wide open. And blah, blah. And then he asked that helper with him to hand him a clamp, and it went under my chin, and I swear to God, it was like a C-clamp on your tongue down to your chin so that I couldn't move anymore. And he hadn't done it, even though it wasn't dead yet. I don't remember his name, but I probably was the same way with the fingerprints in the chair, Rusty.
It was, the better part of valor was for me to clinch the chair instead of slugging that lieutenant commander. It would not have turned out very good for me. And, but, oh well, it got done, and life went on. Of course, eventually I lost that tooth on the top completely because it broke off. And, you know, they have a tendency to do that when there's nothing up there to hold them all together. So, oh, well, it is what it is. And at my age, there ain't no point in griping because it wouldn't do any good to gripe because nobody's going to listen to you, you know.
Yeah, the last one I had taken out, they took these little flexible files, and they drilled holes up in the tooth, and then they went up there. I think 5 different roots was on that, something like that. He said, I had one more than usual or something, and he sat there and file and file and file. Finally, he took a break, went out of the room, come back about 20 minutes later, and continued to go ahead and do that. And then x-rays and whatnot. It's quite an ordeal. And then back then, which had been quite a few years ago, that was down here. Very good. I forget what they call them. They're not a dentist. They're above a dentist. And that's all they do is root canals. But it was over $1,000.
Those are the specialists, and they are, you know, I know who what you're talking about, and they're good at what they do. And you know, it's you pay for it, and but they fix you up and hopefully get you back to where you need to be and all that other kind of good stuff. So it's what it is, and you just deal with it and go on with life. That's about all I can figure about it, because ain't no point in trying to argue about it, because they're going to tell you you need to have it done anyway.
Roger that. I think it's an endodontist, something like that. Anyway, we're getting near Aldi's, Rusty, and I hope we don't get any of that rain or sleet that they talked about. I thought they said it was as far up as Anderson. But it looked more like Virga to me on the radar, but there was some pink in there. And they said there might be some ice pellets on the road, but ice we can do without. 259 down here is about the average for gas. Take care. We'll catch you later. I think I'll run over to Wally World and get gas if there ain't a line a mile long. W2T and 0TR 73 is resting.
All right, well, you and Bernice, be careful out there. We'll talk to you later. W2T.